It's Kia Windsor, and I've got a special guest in the studio with me this morning. I'm joined by Justin Cook. You know him as our local State Farm agent, but now he can add another title of best-selling author. Justin has published a new book. It's called Freedom Beyond Wealth, and it just came out last week. So first off, congratulations on the new book, Justin. We're so excited for you and already a bestseller. What inspired Freedom Beyond Wealth?
Yeah, thank you for having me, Kia, number one. I appreciate that. What inspired is me to write this book is it. I wanted to share my journey. And I believe that my journey, hopefully the goal of it would be able to help a lot of people out there. And so at the end of the day, to keep it simple, what inspired me to write Freedom Beyond Wealth was to help people. And not only to help, you know, people that I know, right, my network, in our community, but everywhere. And that's one thing that's really inspired me was to know that if I could distribute this book all over the world, then people would read it and hopefully make a difference, hopefully take something from it.
Now, for people who haven't picked up the book yet, give us the quick pitch. What is this book really about?
Yeah, so it's really about my journey from the beginning. And from the beginning, we go over basically how I became an insurance agent, right? And going through that process of interviewing 7 times for 7 different opportunities all over the country. At the time, I was a young 25, 26-year-old and didn't see it as failure. But now as a 43-year-old, it was definitely failure one time after another and be able to overcome that. So that's where it starts. Obviously, I talk about risk. Taking risk, you know, and one a good example in our community is building a new office and 13 years ago now, it's crazy. But that was a risk, right? And a lot of people at that time doubted that risk. And I'm happy to say, obviously, that's one of my better investments that I made. It also goes about what are my habits and what's my mindset on the daily. So going through what I do every day, I always start with gratitude. And gratitude's, I think, one of the most powerful exercises and beliefs that you can do daily is just to focus on what's good in your life. And we all have challenges. We all have things that come at us every day, big and little. But just having that focus. So I think, you know, mind over matter. Just what's going through your brain, right? What do you think about? So it then goes through the book as far as taking action. And a lot of, we were talking off the air here, a lot of things that can benefit you no matter what your career is, no matter where you're at in life. I think there's some processes in there that will help you be organized, be more ready for the day, be more grateful for the day. And then the book finishes up with, how do you lead others? What does leadership look like? What is it leadership to me? And then it moves into abundance. I'm a huge abundance thinker. And one of the biggest things that I want to be known for is helping others. And not only helping others, but helping others and wanting to see them win. You know, I think, you know, when you think with abundance, you know, envious, jealousy, those type of things are gone. All you want to see is you want others to do well. And I think that's a mindset that I've worked on many, many years. And it ends out with coaching. Obviously, I have a coaching company that I've started recently. And I've had a professional coach for 2 years in my life. And I can tell you, it totally changed my perspective. And then it ends with legacy. You know, legacy to me is what does it say in your obituary when you're gone? Like, what does that read? And to me, I know it doesn't matter how much money in your bank account, how many buildings you own, that type of thing. It's going to be how many people you impacted. You know, how did you affect your kids? And legacy, a good example is this last week, right? Freedom Beyond Wealth, the whole book is, you know, how do you step back and experience freedom and take in the now, right? Like the last week, I spent in Iowa City with Hudson and spending time playing volleyball and really valuable time with my daughter Lola. And that's legacy, you know. And a lot of times, as human beings in busyness, right, we look at those things as just tasks, things we do every day that we have to do. And I think if you can shift have to get to, your whole perspective will change. And those little things that, like, a lot of dads, honestly, not a lot of dads, some dads out there would see that as a chore to take their kids and the basketball. And I mean, there's a lot of running, there's a lot of business. But I try to embrace it as, man, I'm going to miss these days sometime. I try to live in the future of looking back and go, wow, I should have slowed down. And by the way, I'm not perfect at it, right? I got a busy schedule with work and everything. But I do reflect every morning. I do start with gratitude every morning. I'm thankful for each and every day that I'm allowed to be here. So, that's a little brief recap, 5-minute recap, Kia, over the book. But excited to have it released. It was a 2.5-year project. So it changed names a few times. The content changed a few times as life happened. So thank you again.
Absolutely. And I'm about 3/4 of the way through the book right now. I've been reading it this week, and I was talking to Justin off the air. No matter what your profession or what you do in life, I think there's a lot you can take away from this book. There's a lot of just really great advice as far as organization, Justin and I were talking, and he said he's very type A. I myself am very type B, so I feel like there's a lot I can personally take away. One thing he talks about here is his motto of do it, delegate it, or delete it. And that was something that really struck a chord with me. And I think there's things you can find in this book that'll strike a chord with you too. If there was one thing that you would hope every reader takes away from Freedom Beyond Wealth, what would that be?
Yeah, the one thing would be to slow down and look for the good in your life every single day. And, you know, my story is the opposite. A lot of that, the first many years in business, I was head down grinding at the grindstone. And I think that was an important season in my life because it allowed me to get to where I'm at today in my perspective. The biggest thing I would say take away is to put something in your daily routine. You know, in my life, it's in my morning. I believe your mornings are powerful. But I would just slow down and take 5 minutes, write down 3 things, 10 things, whatever, how many you want to write down, but do it consistently, you know, and write that down, what you're thankful for. Because we all have a lot of anxiety, a lot of worry. We all are human beings. We all have that in our lives. But when you're truly grateful, it's an antidote to those things, the worry and the stress. And once I started doing that every single day, it allowed me peace. And really what I want you to get this from this book is my journey, that it's not easy, but to find peace. And that's hard. That's taken me many, many years. You know, I've always been a high-driven, high-type A, as you said, competitor, where it's all or nothing, right? Meaning that if I win or lose. And if you haven't, besides my book, one of the most powerful books that changed my life was The Gap and the Gain. And I think we always, speaking to myself and the audience, but we always a lot of times just measure next, right? When this happens, this will make me feel happy. This will make me feel good only if this happens, right? And I would challenge you to, instead of always measure forward into the next, start challenge yourself to measure backwards. And one of the things it probably talks about in my book is social media. And social media gets a bad rap, obviously, because it takes a lot of our time and a lot of attention, and not always good, right? I'm aware of that. But it can be the opposite. One of the things that I do every single day, and if you follow me, you know this, is that I go through my memories every single morning. Sometimes I repost a video of Hudson or Lola, you know, or memories or trips that we've made. And it's just a reminder, instead of measuring always forward, measure how far you came. Where did you start? And I coach professionally now, and a lot of people, including myself, I have to remind myself, but they always want to, what's the next? Well, have gratitude for the past. You know, I started as a 25-year-old kid in this insurance business, knowing nothing. And for many years, I just went to the next. I've been blessed to be a top-performing agent in the company, and thanks to our community. And, you know, but January 1st came around, and there's this for 15 years, it is get back to the top, is get back to the top, get back to the top. And I can tell you that rat wheel of life is, it's great because I was helping a lot of people, but the pressure personally on you to do that becomes immense. So I really respect, you know, these top athletes and top, you know, performers in the world that do it every year, y'all. It's not easy at all, but it's stressful. And, you know, a lot of those folks have to get a coach. They all have a professional coach. And a lot of what they're going through is the same stuff I'm talking about. Hey, remember when you started here in college and where you're here? And one thing that went through my mind on that topic was, well, I would be comfort's not good, right? Like, I can't grow. Honestly, when you measure backwards and you have gratitude every single day of where you started and where you're at and how many people you've helped along the way, that's exhilarating to the next level. It's the pressure. It's almost like the pressure just comes off and you're just excited about the future. And so that won't happen for you overnight. I would say read this book. Take some of those things. Wait, what makes it happen? And the hardest part of change is consistency. And out of all strengths of mine, I'm probably consistency, habitual consistency is probably a strength that's helped me a lot. And so you can't do it once, you can't do it twice. What you're hearing, my habits that I do every day are years. Literally every single day by myself in the dark, thinking about these things. And to really grow at anything, I think that's where growth happens, is in the dark by yourself between your ears. And then that's where everything starts. So I know that's a long answer to what the one thing. There's a few things in there, but thank you.
And I think too, this is a book, I don't think you're just going to pick it up and read it once and stick it on the shelf. It's one you can refer back to and take something different each time. So that leads us to, how do listeners grab a copy of this? Where can they buy the book?
Yeah, the easiest way is you just go to Amazon and type in Freedom Beyond Wealth. I think everyone in today's world has Amazon.
But That's where I got mine.
It literally will pop up. Or you type it into Google, it will pop up. So that's the easiest way to get it. I would offer, you know, if you want this book and you haven't got it, or you know, if there's listeners out there that can't spend $15, let me know. I'll get you a free copy. The goal is not to the goal is to change lives. The goal is to get the book in your hands, that maybe there's something in there that will help you. And so don't let the money be the thing. Come to the radio station if you're hearing this. Come send me a message directly. My legacy is to help people, and I'm not looking to be financially wealthy off this book. This book's purpose is to help as many people as possible.
Well, Justin, thanks a lot for coming in today. So happy for you. Congratulations on the success of this new book, officially a bestseller. It's called Freedom Beyond Wealth, The Blueprint to Wealth, Abundance, and a Purpose-Driven Life. And you can grab your copy on Amazon now. Thanks again, Justin.
Thanks, Kia. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Farm Country 102.3 WRMJ.